Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Fixed Family Fix America Radio Show!
Number one family show in all of the universe. His name is Jack Hatfield.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Fix the Family, Fix America Radio right here, right now, again for you. Wow, wow, we're so glad to be here. We did not know if we were going to make it. Have some lots of issues since last we have met, but we are back to where we are trying to get back to normal, get back to where we need to be, and get back to growing again, getting better, getting better. I am your humble host, Jack Hatfield. Welcome to, oh goodness, no one can hear me. Wow. Let's see, hang on.
Testing. Can we hear me now? Okay. Everybody can hear me. Maybe you can hear me now. If you couldn't hear me a minute ago, that's terrible. Sorry about that. A little bit of glitch. Like I said, we barely got here, barely got it all going. We are here now, and we are so ready for Fix the Family, Fix America. I, again, your host, Jack Hatfield, right here for you, where we do 4+1 things with fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. The last plus one is disease and the diet. And unfortunately today, disease and the diet scheduled for Charleston, South Carolina at the Earth Fair has been postponed till November. Ooh, da, do, da, do, da, da. 17th. So, very, very sorry. Like I said, it's been a difficult week for the family. Difficult things been going on, and we had to push the disease and the diet at Charleston, South Carolina Earth Fair back to the third week of November. We'll be there with bells on. Hopefully, we'll have all of our interested parties back again, and everything will be great. Number two, our scheduled disease and the diet at Earth Fair in Columbia, South Carolina, next Wednesday on October 27th is going as planned. October 27th is going as planned. No problem there. All right, fantastic. I'm going to loosen this collar. For some reason, leaning forward makes this collar a little tighter. Have a little bit of the libation. All right, we're here. Everybody can hear me. We're back to normal. Fix the Family, Fix America. Lots of stuff going on. We need to talk about some more recalls. Parents, pay attention real quick. There's some stuff you need to send back. And then we're going to talk about how this is continuing to happen over and over and over and over. And if I recall way, way back when we were growing up, those of us that are my age, I don't remember. I do not remember this many things having to go back to the world. We know what's coming. The winter months are on the way, and we need to boost our immune system because we don't need any more sicknesses, and we darn sure don't need somebody to say a pandemic of swine, pig, horse flu, whatever it was. We do not need any more of that. As a disease in the diet listener and a normal Fix the Family, Fix America listener, you are going to be on the forefront of staying well and good for yourself right here so that you do not get sick and pass it on to your family. Then we're going to talk about how that whole gastrointestinal reflux disease, they found some new stuff about that. So that's kind of crazy. We're going to talk about that. We've got lots more on the pike for you. Many things happened. CNN had a poll. Where is that? That is, they said the number one thing, dieters, number one thing they did to lose more weight. They know what that is. And then we'll talk about, we may get to the organic foods and, lots of other things here. Right here on, Fix the Family, Fix America. Where you have positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and reveal your success along with disease and the diet. It's all here, all for you. Aren't you glad we're here? Absolutely. Fastest growing, number one talk radio program in all of the universe. Love it. Love it. Love it. Let's go. Let's get it started. Kind of stop. Let's do another real quick test here. Something happened there. All right. Okay. Not bad. Not bad. Don't know what that was. Little glitch. A lot of glitchy things happening today. It's okay. It's been a glitchy week. So we have no problem with that. No problem on that at all. Okay. Very first thing, parents, pay attention to if you have a baby. A baby, and you've got a stroller. Graco has now recalled 2 million of their strollers after receiving reports that 4 infants have died. Now, real quick. The history of Graco strollers. How about the history of strollers in general? I do not remember people our age or older dying in strollers. I remember you having the very hard fold-away strollers tucked away in the back of the car that your daddy had to get out of the trunk, and you sat in that uncomfortable thing, and you just dealt with that. You were lucky if it had a strap, maybe one across the waist. Now today's strollers have pads, head rollers, 5-point straps strapping you in like a NASCAR vehicle, ready to handle rollovers with big off-wheel tires and contraptions and of course, cup holders. Got to have the cup holders and then shades for the child and all kinds of stuff. Oh, wow, bunches and bunches of new safety issues. and we keep getting reports over and over and over and over about strollers killing children. 4 infants became trapped inside the strollers and were strangled. And, of course, Graco says, and the Consumer Product Safety Commission blames it on you. It says if babies aren't strapped in the strollers properly, they can slide through the opening between the stroller tray and bottom of the seat, where they can become stuck and strangled. Commission said it was aware of 5 reports of infants becoming trapped, resulting in cuts and bruises, and 1 report of an infant having difficulty breathing. So the recolored strollers were made before the development of a voluntary standard that requires a larger stroller opening between the stroller's tray and seat bottom in order to prevent entrapment and strangulation. So in other words, now your child can freely get out from between the tray and the seat so that they don't choke to death. That's exactly the solution for that, right? Other than training the parents and stuff about strollers and how to strap you in and unruly children being parented correctly, all of that, no, has everything to do with sliding down because it's improperly strapped, which is another flaw of the parent. Children don't strap themselves in the stroller, and then the child leaning down, coming down between the seat and the tray and choking themselves only because they were strapped in the 2-point harness over the shoulder, not the one across the waist. So, pay attention there. Graco stroller recall because of that, or you can just pay attention and or go get a new stroller, which has the more space so that if you do only 3-point harness your child, they can wriggle out without choking and strangulation. Very important. Very, very important, parents, for you to become educated in all manners of everything that has to do with your children's stuff. Just like NASCAR, 5-point harnesses work best when you are tied in correctly. Guess what doesn't work when it's done improperly? Almost nothing. Almost nothing. Now, I know people are sitting here saying, well, what happens if the parent was in a hurry? What happens to this and that? And we can't blame it all on them. La, 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 la. We can. We have to, and someone's got to say it, and I'm doing it. We have more safety things for our children than ever before in human history. You've got plug outlet covers. I don't know about you, but they were never used in my home, and I was told, don't stick nothing in the plug. You'll die. You pretty much bring that point across as a parent, and the child goes, I ain't sticking nothing in there. You'll die. And this is a great segue here, because I had it up. Hang on. There it is, the best way to lie to a 3-year-old. Okay. If you need to trick a 3-year-old, it's not tough. Just tell the kid a lie. 3-year-olds who hear false information from an adult are more likely to believe the lies over and over again than a false visual clue, meaning they're very smart. But before the age of 4, children are extremely credulous. So when you tell them facts and you tell them in ways that have them grasp the enormity of the situation, such as when my parents said, do not stick anything in there, your hand, a finger, a paperclip, a pencil, anything at all into these outlets, you'll die. And then it's never, ever really mentioned again because you're not really kind of playing with outlets. I don't know about you, but I never really cared for just going and messing with an outlet. Back to the stroller. Someone's got to say this recall of this stroller, you know, is another issue of where not being strapped in correctly. Can you imagine a NASCAR guy having a rollover wreck and he dies and they come to find out and go, oh, yeah, he never strapped himself in. Well, are they going to prompt a NASCAR recall? Hmm? Because he didn't strap himself in? Because that's exactly what's happening here. Parenting. Pull through parenting. We will all pull through it. If you happen to see a child in a stroller incorrectly snapped, it would be best if you tell someone, especially the parent. And you can now say it in a different way. You can now say it, well, you know, Graco recalled those strollers because they know that if you strap the child incorrectly, they could die. Just saying. And then slowly walk away. It's the best you can do. Because you can't fix ignorance that's ingrained in someone where they refuse to make a change. I know what you're saying. You see it all day, every day. So do I. People with ingrained ignorance where they refuse to change. I believe that's called stupid in some areas, but we're not going to go that far. All right, so anyway, the best way to lie to a three-year-old is just simply tell them. So what they're saying is children are incredulous. Credulous before four. They accept adults' words on everything. So this is your time to tell them everything they need to know. This is when it's time to... The biggest growth of their knowledge comes right now. You can get things in their head, you know. Plugs are bad. Knives are sharp. Hot water burns, baby. You got to get this stuff in their head. And none of those are lies, but I'm saying they're going to take it as gospel. I know this article is talking about lying, but I'm talking about... This is a growth point. This is the key to this article, is the growth point. So parents, what are you doing? Oh, yeah, you're listening to this show so you learn, right? And those of you who are looking around going, you know, you don't strap your child in correctly and the parent is the problem. I said it. Parents, the problem. That's why we're here. Fix the family, fix America. Right? Because I can say that. We're fixing parents as hard as we can. Relaxing, because sometimes you can talk and talk and talk and talk, and the parent just cannot get it. Oh, breaking news. Let's get into this real quick. I don't want to forget this at all, and I don't want it to go too late in the day to miss this. Breaking news. Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. This is crazy. You ready? They did a study. They looked through all the mummies of Egypt and found cancer was not prevalent. What? So that means cancer is a modern disease, and it's very widespread today, is it not? Cancer is very widespread today. One. big and breaking. Anyway, back to this. There was no cancer in the mummy, so woo. So no early humans had cancer. So what could be the cause of the tremendous, massive, incredulous, incredible rise of cancer in today? Could you say it's pollution? Could you say it's pesticides? Could you say our diet has changed? Guess what wasn't around in mummy times? Pesticides. Processed foods. Did you know that? It wasn't around. Soybean oil. Corn oil. Canola oil. You ever notice how healthy everything has suddenly become? American Breast Cancer Society. Oh, soy. Eat a lot of soy. Knowing how bad it is. Again, ladies and gentlemen, they are finding, coming back, cancer was not a large issue in mummy times. It is a brand new, high growth issue now, making cancer prevalent. Yes, some people say, well, you died early in ancient times. Maybe getting older makes cancer more prevalent. Well, the problem is there's also a lack of evidence of childhood cancers. So overall rates are lower everywhere. And in the past 200 years, there are specific cancers now instead of just cancer. And here's some funny about that. American Cancer Society likes to post its website of history of cancer. And they like to tout that they found human mummies with fossilized bone tumors. Right? So, again, bone tumors. So the American Cancer Society likes to tell you the exact opposite of what they found in the mummies. Yes, but they may have found one or two cases out of the hundreds of thousands of mummies that they have looked through. But they did not find any reason that the mummy died of the cancer. Remember, we all have cancer inside us at any one given time. But our body takes care of it because our cells have a specific DNA suicide gene where it says when it goes out of whack, it's supposed to kill itself. So you read causes of cancer by the American Cancer Society. They like to say that Hippocrates believed in blood, phlegm, yellow bile, and black bile. When the humors were balanced, the person is healthy. Too much or too little of any of them cause disease. Okay. Another theory was the lymph theory. Life was believed to consist of continuous appropriate movement of fluid parts through solids of the blood and lymph nodes. So there's lots of misinformation touted about, and there's lots of things that we don't understand about cancer as well. But we do know one thing. We know that we can create something called a carcinogen that will make cancer. Okay? Make cancer. Some hydrocarbons, aniline, a substance used to make dyes, asbestos, and others, radiation, benzene, arsenic, viruses can cause cancer. Are we understanding this? But it's only grown to the proportion that it is in modern times. In modern times, processed foods, conventional farming, why? The rise of cancer must be defeated. The war on cancer, according to Richard Nixon, has failed. I want to help really eradicate cancer. I don't want to just have some pink shoes on the NFL. Got to get down to the brass tacks and then find the truth. The real truth. And what we're seeing through this study of the mummies is that something in today's world, today's modern world, is causing cancer. There's still very low rates of cancer in undeveloped countries. So something about the modern lifestyle and conventional farming and changing the foods we eat. Understand this. Let's say you say I'm eating exactly like my parents, and they didn't have cancer. Well, you're not, because the foods that your parents ate are not the foods you're eating. They may be the exact same brand, but something happened along the way. You could be eating the exact same brand of food as your parents, but something happened in the pan, and something happened in the pan. In the pan of the food, okay? Something happened in your food. Well, there may have been a change in the oil. There may have been a change in the vitamins added to the food. May have been a change in the flour, where it comes from, how it's grown. Grasp this part, ladies and gentlemen. The food we're eating, even if it's the same exact brand as was made in 1842, is not made the exact same way and with the exact same ingredients. That's crucial. Very, very crucial. Fix the family. Fix them.
show you an example.
While we're at the break, I was looking up something. C.F. Sawyer Company says that they still make a famous Southeastern product called Duke's Mayonnaise. Okay? Duke's Mayonnaise, if you live in the Southeast, you know exactly what Duke's Mayonnaise is. Eugenia Duke in Greenville, South Carolina, started making sandwiches for soldiers at Camp Sevier, or Sevier, in Greenville in 1917. Okay? The sandwich is popular, but the mayonnaise was the prize. A man named C.B. Boyd of Honia Path told Mrs. Duke if she would put her concoction in jars, she would sell it to area grocers. And then they got to where they couldn't keep up with the orders. So C.F. Sawyer Sr., president of C.F. Sawyer Flavoring Extract Company in Richmond, Virginia, approached him about the product, and Duke was created by the C.F. Sawyer. Now, her original recipe was created in 1917. I want you to grasp something here. You go grab a can of this Duke's mayonnaise, where everybody says it's fantastic, understand? And C.F. Sawyer says, we have not changed the recipe one bit. Okay, but that can't be true. It is a falsehood. They're lying. They're absolutely lying. You know what didn't exist in 1917? The number one ingredient of Duke's mayonnaise. Soybean oil. She could not have used soybean oil to make her mayonnaise. Didn't exist. And like I say, it's still, since its creation, they maintain that they have not changed the original recipe. They did make a light version. But they say that they have not changed. Now, I can promise you this. If soybean oil wasn't around, what oil did she use? I don't know. I can't find it. They have covered it up like no tomorrow. If anyone has an old Duke mayonnaise jar from the 1940s or 50s, I would love to see the ingredients. I would love to see the ingredients. So that's what I mean by you could be eating the same Duke's mayonnaise that your parents ate since 1917. But something happens along the way. Something happens along the way. It's not good. The foods have changed regardless of you changing. And that's what we got to fix. That's what we got to fix. The ancient world didn't have to deal with what we're dealing with today, so we've got to do it. We can do it right here on Fix the Family, Fix America. Can we not? Yes, we can. We can do it together. We'll find a way. Now, let's talk about something big time. Kroger and Walmart shoppers, pay attention. Your 12-ounce green peas, 12-ounce peas and carrots, 12-ounce steamable sweet peas, and 12-ounce steamed mixed vegetables are being recalled. That's right. Packages from frozen vegetables sold by Walmart and Kroger may contain glass fragments. The Pick Sweet Company is advising the public not to eat recalled store brand vegetables because of the potential harm for harm. Pick Sweet, as you know, is a very popular brand of frozen vegetables, but they also make the store-bought brand with lesser quality. And that's another topic on cost of food and how we've lowered the cost of food to make it as affordable as possible, but in the same vein, making that food less better for us. And that's terrible. So anyway, if you have Kroger 12-ounce green peas, Kroger 12-ounce peas and carrots, great value 12-ounce steamable sweet peas, and great value 12-ounce steamable mixed vegetables, all this month, ladies and gentlemen, all this month, please take them back to the store for a full refund or exchange. Vegetables have been recalled. Something we got to talk about right now is, you've heard it over and over and over, families, the cost of your health care will not rise. Today you will learn that your 2011 health insurance tab will be sharply higher. Employee share of the premiums for a family plan is up an average of 14%. Meaning next year you're going to pay 14% more. So if you're paying $1,000, and we're paying $1,140. The average family premium for an HMO is $4,357. That's $4,357 a year you're paying for your health care. Not a lot in the scheme of things, yes, but it is a lot for some people. But the key to this, ladies and gentlemen, the key to this, ladies and gentlemen, is that they said it wasn't going to go up. This is to make it more affordable for you. Fix the Family, Fix America has been telling you over and over and over that wasn't true. And that's why we here at Fix the Family, Fix America has encouraged you to break out. Do your own thing. Unleash the entrepreneur inside you. Unleash the entrepreneur inside you, but do not do it alone. Do not do it alone. There is one company in the world that can help you do everything entrepreneur-wise, and that is Sandhill.SohoOffice.com. That is Soho Office. Sandhill.SohoOffice.com helps you with your printing, your logos, your business cards, everything that you could possibly think of, along with computers. Computer assistance, website design, social media marketing. Everything can be done at sandhill.sohooffice.com. I am not kidding. If you need it, it can be accomplished by going to these folks here, sandhill.sohooffice.com. Your premiums are about to go up 14%. And you need to get 14% more money. The way to do it is start your own business. And the way to start your own business is doing it with these people. I cannot say enough that you could be doing it faster, quicker, better by getting involved and partnering with sandhill.sohooffice.com. Sandhill.sohooffice.com. It is important for you to go to them, tell them what you need, and let's get started. They are creating websites left and right. Beautiful, beautiful websites left and right. They are creating logos, designs, business cards. Oh, wow. You need a place to meet that first client of yours. You can meet right there in their office. They've got meeting rooms that are for 6 to 8 people or 10 to 12 people. Incredible, incredible stuff, ladies and gentlemen. To unleash the entrepreneur in you and make yourself the 14% more that your health care will cost, it is time for you to start your own business, and you need to start it right, and you do it with sandhill.sohoffice.com. And I know you can do it. I know you can do it. sandhill.sohoffice.com. That's right. You need to get your stuff on. Fix the Family, Fix America, doing it for you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, adult Tylenol is also recalled, and it's been linked to a shutdown plant. They're announcing a recall of 127,728 bottles of Tylenol 8-hour caplets because consumers have complained of a musty, moldy odor. The company is saying the odor is caused by the presence of a chemical called 2,4-6. Not making this up. 2,4-6 tribomonasol. The company said at a time the chemical, which is applied to wood pallets that's used to transport and store packaging materials, somehow leaked into the product. I wonder if we had 2,4-6 tribomonasol. In 1917, when we were making Duke's mayonnaise. So if your Tylenol stank, take it back, get a new one. They're saying that alcohol, new study, alcohol consumption may contribute to the development of alcoholism in men more than women. Now, on the surface, that seems to make like one of those duh moments. Like, duh. But here's what they found. They gave men and women ages 21 to 27 over a period of 2 days different varying amounts of alcohol. None of them were aware they were drinking, of what they were drinking. I don't know about you, but if you get more alcohol in a cup, you should be able to taste it. But anyway, after each drink, each participant was given a PET scan to measure how much dopamine the alcohol triggered to be released in the brain. Young college-age kids produce a lot of dopamine in the brain, and dopamine experience helps your brain associate pleasure and reward. So during college, when you drink, you're like, yay, and your brain says, yay, I'm happy about it. Now they found the male participants' release of dopamine is statistically greater, which is why the risk of men developing alcohol use disorder is nearly twice as high. Now, here's where it gets weird. Okay? Drinking more and more alcohol leads to a great amount of dopamine being released, which led men to associate alcohol with pleasure and positive rewards, thus prompting men to drink more. But whatever happens after that is when the chemical portion comes out of the way, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this. Researchers found that once drinking alcohol becomes a habit, dopamine is no longer released in the brain as much, if at all. That suggests when a person becomes a fully developed alcoholic, they may be hardwired to continue their compulsive behavior. What they're really saying here is that as you drink more and more and more, the chemical reasons that you were drinking are gone. Therefore, it is completely your choice. Because there's nothing in your brain telling you to drink more. No way. Are you saying that addiction to alcohol and alcoholism could be completely caused by choices of a person? I'm not saying it. I'm reading it. What they wanted to accomplish in this article is that men were more likely to have alcoholism than women. But then what they found out, that dopamine is important in the beginning when you're exposed to alcohol. But once you become addicted, the same amount of alcohol is less rewarding. But they're saying, yeah, there's a compulsive need to go back and consume it. Meaning, you're just thinking that's the way it should be, but there's nothing physical in your body saying you have it. Does that mean it's really not an addiction, but a choice? We can't say that. You can't say that on the radio. You can't say that on a family show. You can't say this. I understand this. Here's the facts. Alcohol releases dopamine when you first have it, and it's wonderful. And you get to do it some more, and it's wonderful. And you get to do it some more, and it's wonderful. But if you make it a habit, it's no longer wonderful physically. So the only reason for you to continue to compulsively drink more and more and more means something else missing from your life, and you're making a choice. I'm sure. I'm certain that's not what they meant. Certain they did not want you to find that out in this article. Positive. Okay, winter's coming. What happens in winter? A school starts back and all the kids get together and they spread germs, right? And then you take those germs to your workplace and you spread those germs. So a lot of people get sick in the winter. Let's see what we can do to boost your immune system. Number one, you need to learn to relax because stress will lower your immune system. I am living freaking proof of that. These are 9 ways to boost your immune system, ladies and gentlemen. Number two, I would love this every day, but a massage is a great way to rid your body of toxins. If you can have one, have one. Listening to music. Listen to this. A new study showed the effects of music on a pregnant woman's immune system improved the pregnancy's outcome. Not just baby listening to music, but you as well. So party. Oh, laugh. Laugh and tell jokes as well. Laughing eases muscle tension, increases your oxygen intake, decreases your levels of stress and anxiety, and increases your immune system. Laughing and music and number. Whatever I'm on, sleep. Let's go into sleep real quick. Remember I told you that they found that a person who diets had the exact same percentage of food, okay? They did half study of dieters and the other half. One half of the study of dieters slept for 8.5 hours. The other half slept for 5.5 hours. The people who slept for 8.5 hours lost 55% more body fat than dieters who slept the 5.5 hours. They ate the same diet, consumed the same multivitamins, and performed the same type of work and or leisure activities, and they lost 55% more. Lack of sleep is causing a lot of problems in this world. Could it be the modern lifestyle we've been discussing earlier? See how it all ties together. It's not one thing that we can pinpoint yet, unless it's a true carcinogen, meaning I inject it, you have cancer, you're done. But it's a multitude of things. The foods you eat, citing Duke's mayonnaise created, they're saying they never changed the formula. Not true. Sleeping in America, they found 40% of respondents reporting getting a good night's sleep every night or almost every night. Only 40% of America getting enough sleep every night. What does that mean? Oh, more accidents, more illness, immune system issues. Sleeping less gives you all kinds of problems. But again, I just told you that if you're dieting and you're trying to lose weight, an 8.5-hour sleeper loses 55% more weight than a 5.5-hour sleeper. Let's just say you get one bad night of sleep. Interrupt or repaired sleep can weaken your immune system. We just said that. Impair your memory. Even a single night of poor sleep can impact your ability to think clearly the next day. It can impair your performance on mental and physical tasks, decrease your problem-solving ability. It can raise your blood sugar levels, increase your risk of diabetes, accelerate aging because you don't get your peak growth hormone production, which is normally released by your pituitary gland during deep sleep. And growth hormone helps you look and feel younger. Hypertension can be caused by not sleeping. Depression, risk of cardiovascular disease. One recent study found sleeping fewer than 5 hours a day more than doubles your risk of angina, coronary heart disease, heart attack, or a stroke. But guess what? More than 7 hours also increases your cardiovascular risk, and 9 hours results in a 50% risk. So guess where you got to sleep? 8.5 hours. Oh, excuse me, 7 to 8 hours. So the Goldilocks zone, 6 to 8 hours, not 5.5. 6 to 8 hours a night is your perfect night for most adults. Your age and activity level will influence your sleep needs, meaning you go crazy for a week, you're going to have to sleep a little more. And children and teens, get this, people, that's why they're hard to wake up. They need more sleep than adults because guess what they're doing along with trying to do all that? They're growing. It all ties together. So listen to your body. Don't eat grains and sugar. Here's a quick way. We talked about it last week. Quick way to just get some sleep. Don't eat grains and sugars before sleep because it'll raise your blood sugar, and then when your blood sugar drops too low, you might wake up and not be able to fall back asleep. So eat protein. Sleep in complete darkness or as close to it as possible. No TV before bed. Wear socks to bed because your feet often feel cold for the rest of your body. A study has shown wearing socks reduces night wakings. Your pituitary adrenals do the majority of their recharging and recovering during the hours of 11 to 1. Keep the temperature in your bedroom no higher than 70 degrees and eat a high-protein snack several hours before bed. All right, back to the immune system boot. Exercising increases hormones that promote healthy immunity. So get up there and do something. Sleep and do. Sleep and do. Sleep and do. And eat healthy. Goodness gracious. And think about this. Processed foods are not healthy. Mayonnaise. We talk about Duke's mayonnaise, and yes, it's fantastic. But Duke's mayonnaise has the ingredients right on the side of the container. Change the oil. You know what you're supposed to use. Peanut oil. Sunflower. You can't use coconut oil in mayonnaise. It will harden. You can make an olive oil mayonnaise, but it will change the flavor. Sunflower oil is just as good. The peanut oil mayonnaise is fantastic. And you add some paprika, salt and pepper, garlic. You can make your own Duke's mayonnaise or something better. But you know not to eat that soybean oil. In fact, next Wednesday's big disease in the diet in Columbia, South Carolina, is the soy class. Put it on your calendar, ladies and gentlemen. Last but not least, to boost your immune system, drink a lot of water. Drink a lot of water. One more quick thing I have to get to before I wrote this stuff down to make sure that we didn't run out of time. Hormone therapy is raising the breast cancer deaths. Women who take hormone replacement pills have had more advanced breast cancers and more likely to die from breast cancer than women who took a dummy pill. I know that you all are tired of me telling you stuff like this. I'm tired of reading it. I'm tired of telling you. I'm tired of bringing these facts to the forefront because they're definitely not being told to you in any other way. Hormone replacement therapy is one of the fastest growing therapies by doctors. When a woman comes and says, my sex drive is down, I'm experiencing different problems in areas, they'll put you on hormone replacement therapy, and then breast cancer on the rise, as you could tell by the pink shoes in the NFL. But they come to find out that there's a link between all of this breast cancer rising and dying from it even faster and aggressively when you have this hormone therapy. And remember this, they had study after study after study after study in the media. Now, you heard this part. I promise you, you heard this. You heard, prior to today, you've heard that studies suggest women taking hormone replacement drugs have less aggressive, easier to treat breast cancer. But au contraire, the real truth came out. The cancers associated with estrogen plus progesterone are showing an associated increase of risk of death from the breast cancer. And you also have, get this, for the last 11 years they've been following this, they found that you had higher rates of ovarian cancer, breast cancer, strokes, and other health problems. Are you telling me that this stuff we've been taking is causing us issues? Ladies? 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 The symptoms of menopause and the extensive body of information brought out the hormone therapy. And everyone thinks the doc, when they tell you it's all good, it's all good. But guess what? For 11 years, they've been secretly checking off, killing them with breast cancer, killing them with ovarian cancer, killing them with heart problems. Wait, we shouldn't tell them this. For the past 11 years, they've been telling you it's all good. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, got to go out on some happiness here. Gastrointestinal reflux disease, which, as you know, is a Fix the Family, Fix America disease, and the diet listener, is a big deal to us. But they're finding out that if you have less GERD, you have more sleep, and we've been trying to increase your sleep. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I am so sorry. We have to end on that note, and we'll talk more about that to next week. But real quick, disease in the diet inside Charleston, South Carolina's Earth Fair has been canceled tonight. We'll come back on November 17th. Disease and the Diet Earth Fair next week in Columbia. We'll talk about it on next week's show. Is perfectly on and scheduled. Now, do your work. Do it well. Go home, kiss your significant other, put your children to bed, and grab yourself a great libation. Have a great day, ladies and gentlemen.